The next item on the liberal agenda is environmentalism. The Wikipedia article says environmental protection laws, and the New Republic says that liberals are passionate about Gore-type environmentalism. And again, I think you'll see there's some striking differences between the liberal position and the libertarian position, but I actually think the libertarian position is the better way to achieve what I hope are your underlying goals. Let's start out by saying that Republicans do not want smog and polluted water. Republicans are human beings just like Democrats. Republicans want clean air and clean water. The question is, what's the best way to produce that? What's the best way to achieve that goal? What's the least risky way of achieving that goal? You might think that the most effective way of achieving that goal is to give the government control over all the water and over all the air. I would say that's a very risky proposition because you don't want Democrats, you don't want your water and air controlled by Republicans. I mean, that's a far-fetched fantasy, I guess, but that's really the issue. You don't want the government controlling your air and your water. You don't want to give the government that kind of control. At least that's what the libertarian says. I guess the liberal Democrat says, no, we can trust politicians, we can trust the government. I think otherwise. But let me back up and get a bigger picture of the whole environmental debate. Republicans, as I say, want clean air and clean water. And obviously, if we destroy the environment, then we destroy ourselves. If we destroy our air, if we destroy our water, then we're committing suicide. So nobody wants that. We all want to protect the environment. Or I should say, we want the environment to be healthy. We want the environment to be something that makes it possible for human beings to thrive. But that's sort of actually the issue. Some environmentalists, in fact, maybe a hardcore of the elite, the architects of the environmental movement, do not want human beings to thrive. They actually think that human beings are a virus and a cancer, and they want human beings to eradicate it. They want the extinction of human beings. They think human beings are no longer animals. They're no longer part of nature. They're destroyers of nature and ought to be destroyed. So it may be the case that we really don't share the same ultimate goal, liberals and libertarians, because libertarians believe that human hygiene, human comfort, and the exercise of reason, what the Bible calls exercising dominion over the earth, cultivating the earth, advancing it in terms of its ability to serve human interests. Taking a wilderness, for example, that is of no use to human beings, domesticating it, cultivating it, transforming it into a pasture or a garden so that it is more connected to human beings and human thriving, human success, human prosperity than it was before. Now, we don't want to kill off a species if the species is of some benefit to human beings, and the benefit could be medical research, the benefit could be purely aesthetic. We like that particular species. But that species itself should not be a higher priority than the human species. We shouldn't say it would be better to eradicate all human beings than to destroy one or a part of one species. At least that's the way the libertarian usually looks at it, because the libertarian thinks that human beings, and certainly as a Christian, I believe human beings are created in the image of God. We have an obligation to be good stewards of every species, but the argument that it would be better for human beings to go extinct than one particular species or a large number of members of a particular species, I don't buy. And I do believe that the hardcore of the architects, the movers and shakers of the environmental movement. As I said, everybody's an environmentalist to some degree. Everybody wants clean air and pure water. But environmentalism is a different thing. Environmentalism, I believe, is an unhealthy worship of the planet rather than a respect for human beings as those who have a privilege of cultivating undomesticated nature and transforming it into something that's more valuable because it's more helpful to human beings. So if your goal is to protect the environment so that you can protect human health and happiness, then I believe the libertarian agenda to be the better strategy for protecting the environment. It's been historically shown that governments are lousy at protecting the environments because they don't have any personal interest in protecting the environment as their property. Private property owners have a material interest in protecting property combined with a more aesthetic or spiritual reason for protecting the environment. So I think liberty, and especially the idea of liberty under God, provides the greatest protection, the greatest number of incentives for keeping the environment helpful and hygienically safe, and an environment that promotes human welfare and prosperity. And if that's your goal, to protect the environment so that human beings thrive, then I think you could vote libertarian, because we both share the goal of a pure environment, a clean environment, but where clean and pure are judged by human standards rather than by earth-worshipping standards. That link there to environmentalism has a lot of articles which express the conflict between hardcore environmentalists who hate human beings and ordinary environmentalists who want an environment where human beings can thrive. In fact, I specifically recommend, again, another article from my a person I admire, George Reisman, called The Toxicity of Environmentalism, a very striking contrast between the two different sides in this debate. If you want a healthy earth where human beings thrive, I think you should vote libertarian.